Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and join me to talk about the mighty Alabama Crimson Tide and their team preview for 2022. I cannot be more excited to be joined by our expert, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Roll Tide, of course. We're talking about one of the best teams in college football history, right? The best school in Alabama. And I mean, honestly, we could make this video just 30 seconds and we need to just talk about what we think their expectations are, but we're going to go a little bit more in depth. We're going to talk more about this team and what I think they're up for this upcoming 2022 season.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching from home or listening to our podcast, of course, we just want to say thank you. It's because of you, all of our Alabama fans, all of our Alabama rivals, and everyone who loves the show that watches and listens every day that we've been able to grow so exponentially in the last few years. And if you know this, our founder, Mr. Vincent Turner, has been airing the show on back to AM radio over a decade ago. So we have been with you for a long time. We continue to grow, and it's all because of you. So thank you so much. Mr. Logan Landers, Alabama Crimson Tide. We know what the score is, but we're 100 yards of football, so we do it a little differently. We're going to tell you about it. We're going to go in depth. And I've been waiting for this team preview, like all of our listeners and watchers, for quite a while. So please tell us, what do we have to expect, both as fans of Alabama Crimson Tide, and what do we expect to come up against being, you know, we're coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, so we're coming out of Georgia. We're thinking about the SEC. Definitely want to know what we have to look forward to and go up against with the Alabama Crimson Tide.
I mean, every year with this team, it's national championship or bust, right? I mean, that's why I said it would take 30 seconds. But 2021, like I said, pretty good year all around. You won the SEC championship. Congratulations. You're the only team to beat Georgia. But then they got to the national championship and lost. So, tough loss there. I mean, it was a great game, though. We all of us watched the game. It was a great time, amazing game. But you fell short just a little bit. And then in the 2022 NFL draft, you lost, of course, a good bit of players. Evan Neal went 7th overall. Jameson Williams went 12th. And both those guys' first-round selections. You lost Fedarian Mathis, Brian Robinson, John Michie III, Jalen Armoir Davis, and also Christian Harris in the draft. So those guys are gone. Also ones who left and have already signed some deals. You got Chris Allen, Josh Jobe, LeBron Ray, and Slay Bolden. So, I mean, you lost a good bit of guys, but, I mean, that's expected, though. Alabama's always going to turn out at least 5 to 10 guys each and every single draft who are not going to be on the team this each and every other year. So they know how to prepare for this by now. But going into 2022, you're looking pretty good. I mean, you got the Heisman winner at quarterback. So if he can improve, we did a breakdown on him, on Bryce Love the other night, or Bryce Young, and with myself and Daniel Kelly. Dude's an absolute monster, I think, on the field, and I think he's only going to improve this upcoming 2022 season, which is scary to say since he won the Heisman last year. You can't get much better than that. But if this will probably be his last year all in all, right? Once he hits that junior year, you're eligible to go out and go to the NFL. So one more year of his hopefully excellent play. So what's next for him, and what is next for his receiving core, I think? Because like I said, you lost a good bit of guys with your Boldens and Williams, so and Michie as well. So it's a little bit open, pretty much. I mean, JoJo Earl might could be there. Ja'Cory Brooks. You got a good amount of guys who you might not have heard of last season, but it's Alabama, so you're going to hear a ton about them this upcoming 2022 season. They're all going to get 1,500-plus yards, you know, 30 touchdowns, who knows. But who's going to be the next guy to step up is what I'm interested to see at the Alabama wide receiving corps. Also, too, in the defense is going to be a little bit hit, too, because, like I said, you lost Christian Harris, who was a big playmaker. 80 tackles last year, 11.5 tackles for loss, and 5.5 sacks. So he was a great attacking player as well as one who was very good in pass coverage. So who is going to be there to replace him and work with Will Anderson? We'll see. Henry Toa should be able to do that, but he's going to be filling some big shoes, right? Toa is a great player, but can he live up to the same expectations that Christian Harris had last year? Is he going to be on the same level? Going to take a slight dip? That's going to be interesting to see whenever I watch this this defense, which is sure is going to be top-notch. Like I said, also with Anderson, right? Will Anderson had a great 2021. They're going to be able to keep him for a little bit. But like I mentioned, you lost Vadarius Mathis on the defensive end. He was a force of reckoning. And you have some other guys like Justin Oboji, who's going to be there to step up. Byron Young as well. You're going to have some new guys come in. And also Monkel Goodwin. He's going to be able to maybe come in, play some of that tackle at the end on the defensive line, and could be another guy to look out for. So you've got some guys, like I said, waiting in the wings, just been buying their time, right? Get some of these other guys to get drafted and whatnot. And now you're going to see how they can do. But I think the big thing is this offensive line for Alabama and how they're going to be able to keep it up, to replace some of those guys. Like I said, you lost Evan Neal, who went 7th overall. So you're losing him, but I think that you're also getting a new offensive line coach as well, so that could be a little bit something to maybe worry about, at least early on in the year while you get some things switched over. You're getting a guy in Eric Wolford who's going to replace Doug Marrone. Wolford, does, like I said, he's got experience. He's been at South Carolina and Kentucky, so he knows. He's seen Alabama. He's got SEC experience, which you like to see. But nonetheless, it is a new team. So we'll see how guys like J.C. Latham, Damian George Jr. Are going to be able to step up, improve their worth, improve their opportunities upcoming season. Like I said, George stepped in a little bit late in 21, and he did pretty solid. So he's going to get a full season in 22. Tyler Booker as well, early enrollee. He's probably going to get a good amount of playing time as well. So that is the only kind of reason to worry, place to worry, but something I'm looking out for on this team, because you lost a few big names. Now you got some new ones stepping in. And I mean, I'd say it's easier to replace a wide receiver, a linebacker, defensive end, than it is an offensive lineman, because offensive linemen, man, they're a dime a dozen. You can either get a tremendous offensive line, or you can have some guys who are a little bit below average. You just don't know yet. And that's the only kind of question I have coming with Alabama in 2022. But I say that just to say this team is obviously going to be rolling through opponents, right? We already know they're going to be getting the 45-0 victories against the small schools. You know, they're going to be having some great battles against some of the other SEC teams in on their schedule. And then, you know, I mean, this team is going to have another winning season. Surprise, surprise. Some of the big games they have, though, they got Texas. That's going to be a fun one to watch. Arkansas, A&M, Tennessee, of course, in October. And then Auburn to close out the year. And, I mean, they're more than likely, if I had to guess, we're going to get a repeat of 2021 for the SEC championship with Georgia and Alabama. Georgia's went through a lot of changes as well. But those two are the top two in the SEC right now. It would not surprise me one bit if we see a repeat of that matchup from 2021. And I mean, I think this is going to be a team top four, you know, getting in that national championship playoff. And, you know, it's another normal season. It must be pretty nice down there to be an Alabama fan, Jeremiah, because, my God, you lose players each and every single year, but you're still expected to be one of the top teams in the country. It must be pretty sweet. I'm just saying. But, yeah, Alabama's going to have a tremendous season. Obviously, we're going to watch their dominance each and every single week, and it's going to be fun to watch. So get your popcorn, get your drinks, and get ready to watch some great Alabama football in 2022.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. We know that that standard will be met in a lot of ways. You never know what'll happen, but just like you were saying, year after year in the college system, you're turning over your best players up to the NFL. So you're supposed to continuously just crank out this incredible lineup. So, you know, shout out to them for the decades of incredible lineups that they've been putting out, and shout out to the team over there of students that are looking to become and grow through that system. It's an incredible machine over there, and incredible people coming in and out at all times, including people way off the field, the alumni, the staff. There's just an incredible, you know, group. I can say incredible all day. But thank you so much for that. And for all of our listeners, we want to just encourage you to tell us what you think about the Alabama Crimson Tide. Throw it in the comments if you're watching the video, or if you're listening to our podcast, then you can put it into a review. You can just give us a thumbs up. You can give us a 5-star rating, or however you interact with your podcast, that give us a sign that you're out there and that you're loving the show. So thank you so much to our Spotify listeners, our Apple Podcast listeners, over on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Overcast, and everywhere that you listen to podcasts. Please listen to us every day, because we're going to keep dropping these amazing, amazing team previews with our host Logan Landers and our other amazing hosts, including Vincent Turner and Bobby Butler. So thank you to our live video watchers and to our podcast listeners for this incredible Alabama preview with Mr. Logan Landers. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.